Welcome to the Art of Unraveling podcast. My name is Erin McGuire, and I'm an empowerment coach and guide here to empower you into feeling completely worthy of a business and life that you love. This podcast is the place to learn how to unravel anything keeping you from that abundant, beautiful life that you so deserve. Nothing is off limits here as we navigate life through psychology, science, and spirit. Let's get into today's episode. Hi, and welcome back. Today's episode is what I'm calling spiritual FOMO. And I'm sure most of you know what FOMO means, but just in case you don't, it means the fear of missing out. It's like an acronym. I realized recently that I have spiritual FOMO. This is just a term I'm giving it, of course, but meaning that if I hear somebody doing some sort of new meditation or listening to some guided thing or taking a class with someone, I feel that I need to be doing that or I'm going to be behind. I'm going to be behind in my raising my consciousness. I'm going to be behind in whatever enlightenment means. I'm going to just be behind. When I talked about this to a few people, they were like, oh yes, that's me too. I totally have that. And it can look good on the outside, right? It can look like, oh, we just want to learn. We are progressive. We're concerned about becoming aware, becoming awake, becoming our best selves. But underneath all of that stuff is parts of us that have yet to be unraveled or parts of us that we've yet to look at. It's just another way to play the comparison game. So whether or not you have quote unquote spiritual FOMO, you may have FOMO in another way. Maybe you look at other moms and you think, oh, I wish that I was more like that. I wish that I feel like I'm missing out because I'm not doing this with my children. Maybe you are an athlete or a fitness person and you have FOMO with some new technique that you see other people doing. It doesn't matter the group that you belong to or where you feel like you fit. What we're talking about here is this idea of FOMO that I'm missing out, and it creates a bit of an anxiety feeling within you, doesn't it? I know it does me, where my chest kind of gets tighter. I feel like butterflies in my chest. My heart's probably beating faster, and I just feel behind. I feel like I'm lacking something, which is the key word there. I feel like I'm lacking something, meaning something in me needs more because me in and of myself is not enough. So that's where we underline those two words, not enough. And the not enough game, we all play to some extent or another. I know that the not enough thing has shown up in my life in every single area. And really, I think we all suffer from not feeling not enough to some degree or another. It's just a matter of what degree you feel that. And this FOMO game, this comparison game that it plugs us into, is plugging us back into this feeling of lack. I'm not good enough. I don't have enough. I need more. And that's where we get ourselves into trouble. So under that, I need more, I'm not enough, is the ego saying, you know, you're not really as good as this person. You don't really have as many followers as that person, or you're not really as good of a mom as this person. That's the ugly game of the ego. It wants to keep us in a certain place, and it plays the game of comparison a lot. So how do we kind of overcome this? How do we deal with those urges within us? Because they're there. They're there even if we are awakened, even if we've been on a spiritual path for a while. And they just show up in different ways. So now mine is a little more elevated. What might have used to look like, oh, I'm not as good at track as, say, some of my friends or these people on Instagram, which, by the way, we didn't have Instagram when I was running track. I'm not as good at running as some of my friends, this, that, or the other thing, is now a more enlightened version of, oh, I'm not as good at meditation, so I need to learn another meditation so I don't fall behind. So it's a different game that we're playing now, but if we are on a spiritual path, but it's still the same game, which is that feeling of lack within us. And where does that come from? Where does that feeling of lack come from? And if you had to just close your eyes for a moment and just tune within yourself, when you feel that way, when you feel like you're missing out on something, or that you're not as good at something as someone else, or that you're not good enough in some way, where is that feeling of lack coming from? And can you maybe for a moment just imagine that there's a scared little girl or boy in there that's worried that they are not enough, that didn't get some need met when they were a child? And just use your imagination to just imagine just going up and giving that little child a hug and just saying, you know what? I'm right here with you and I love you. And some of us are learning to love that little inner child. So you can say, I'm learning to love you. And you're perfect just as you are. You're unique and you're beautiful just as you are. I mean, think about this. We would never say to a little kid, oh, you're not enough. Or if a little child was scared or sad, you'd want to go up and comfort that child, especially if you were the only adult in the room. You'd want to go up and comfort that child. I want you to use that skill today, but with your little child inside. Now, this can bring up a lot of feelings when we do this kind of work. It can bring up a lot of resistance. It can make us feel really uncomfortable. But what if you just sat with that little child today and just said, I'm here with you. And if you want to feel sad, it's okay. If you want to be angry, that's okay. I'm going to sit here and be with you and hang out with you no matter what. Because I've been doing this work with clients for over 11 years. And I've done multiple experiences with clients working with their inner child all the time for many years. And every single time I do this work with someone, what the inner child wants most is love and acceptance. And what we most don't give that inner child are those things. We resist accepting parts of ourselves. We want ourselves to be perfect. Even on the spiritual path, right? That's part of the FOMO for me. It's like, but I have to be perfect at this. I have to be the best. I have to do every meditation so that I can get the most enlightenment. And it's like, whoa, hold the brakes. We're going about this the wrong way. That's the antithesis of what we're actually trying to do here. But it's very easy to get caught up in that, in again, whatever category you put yourself in. So the one thing we're not giving ourselves is that love and acceptance. We're not accepting that where we are in this moment is okay. We're saying, I feel sad, but I should be happy. Look at all these things I should be happy about, but I feel really sad. And so we argue with ourselves. We argue with our inner mind and our inner psyche. And we say, knock it off. Get over yourself. Move on. And those things don't work, do they? I mean, you could try that kind of work, but it doesn't work. It just doesn't. Resistance simply doesn't work. Wishing you felt different than you do in any moment doesn't work. Sitting and being with yourself for a moment in that feeling, just like you would a child, you wouldn't say, oh, shut up and get over it. You would tell the child, it's okay to feel that way. And I'm right here with you. I'm going to sit here with you and be with you while you feel that way. Emotion is just energy in motion. So eventually, the energy is going to move to something else. It's not like we stay sad forever, but we might if we're constantly resisting the sadness. So this isn't exactly where I had intended this podcast to go today, but it's what the message that wants to come through for today. And that is, anything that we're afraid of missing out of or comparing ourselves to is because there's a deep underlying belief system and feeling of not being good enough, and that we are lacking something that somebody else has because we're not enough. And consciously, we can say that's not true, but our subconscious mind doesn't believe it if there's a strong story and experiences after experience that prove the other story right. That, see, I'm not good enough because these guys keep dumping me. See, I'm not good enough because I can never make the money that I want to make. See, I'm not good enough because I don't have enough followers. See, I'm not good enough because I can't get the job that I want. And so we prove to ourselves over and over and over again that that is true for us. And I'm using quotations right now. You can't see me doing that with my fingers. But I am quoting that that's true for us because it's really not. It's not the truth. The truth of who you are is that you're completely unlimited, that you would blow your own mind if you knew who and what you really are. But we're not taught that. We're not given those principles when we come to planet Earth. We're, in much of the case, told the opposite, you know, that we need things outside of us to make us strong, that we need things outside of us to become who we want to be, when really everything we want and need is inside of us. And then we have this strong resistance to going within and doing any kind of inner work, because there is a deep fear of what we might find there. There's a deep fear of the pain that may be underneath some of our behaviors and patterns and such. The cards are kind of stacked up against us. That's why I always say, if it were easy to live your dream life, we'd all be doing it. It's not easy, because you have to go through the stuff. You can't skirt around the outside of it. You might be thinking, yeah, but I know a lot of successful people that haven't done their inner work. Yeah, and are they really happy? Because a lot of people aren't really happy, even super wealthy people. The only way out is through. There is no around the bush. There's no beating around the bush. There's no skating around this stuff. You will be successful and happy and have all the things you need when you go through the uncomfortable, mucky stuff. But it's like entering the evil forest. And there's so many ways to die in the evil forest. I'm making a joke here, because that's what it feels like in our mind. And, you know, fairy tales can actually be very helpful with this kind of thing. Thinking about slaying your dragons, Alice in Wonderland, Alice falling into that whole other world and having to explore that. And it's dark and it's dangerous at times. You know, that's kind of like going into your own psyche. And the more of this work I do, and the more new things and techniques I learn, the more it's just like, this is the only way to true inner peace, to true happiness, to true joy, to true success, is to go through. Back to having FOMO. How do you get out of that? How do you move through these nuances of the ego that tell us we should be somewhere else? I should have more. I should be in a different place than where I am. Or in my case, I should be doing every different kind of meditation and everything under the sun until I drive myself crazy, so that I can make sure that I'm able to become enlightened and the best person I can be on this earth at this time. It's just like chasing. So a story wants to come through as an example of this. So for a long time, I was single, especially when I lived in Los Angeles. And the last couple of years I lived in Los Angeles, a lot of my friends wanted to set me up. They'd, you know, introduce me to this person or that person, or I'd date somebody on whatever app I was using to meet people, because it was starting to get like, okay, I can't be single for the rest of my life. This is crazy. So I was really just trying everything at that point. And I would meet a guy, there would be chemistry there, we'd click in some way, and we'd be dating, and it was like I had a 3-month limit. And at the end of 3 months, that person would just disappear, to the point that I started making a joke. I mean, internally, I was feeling very much not good enough. Every time a guy would break up with me or we'd decide to mutually end it for some reason, I was faced with that fear of like, wow, I just am not good enough, see, because these guys can't stick around. At one point, my joke was I was wearing man repellent because that's how bad it was. I just literally could not keep a guy around to save my life. Thinking about it, I had a lot of work to do still. I was still learning how to love myself, and I couldn't really be in a relationship when I didn't know how to be in a relationship with myself. In a lot of ways, I was chasing. If I met a guy and there was even the slightest bit of interest on my part, I would chase the guy. I would be the one texting. I'd be the one reaching out to hang out with the person. I was the one doing all the work. I was doing everything they tell you not to do in relationship courses. And by that chasing energy, by that needy energy, it was a needy energy. I needed something that I felt I did not have. I didn't have a partnership. Really, when I started doing inner child work, I realized I had a gaping hole inside of my heart energetically that I was trying to fill with a relationship. So I would get super needy with the guy. Like I said, I'd be the one texting, calling, doing all that. Not to like a crazy extreme, but you get my drift. I was the one doing all the work. And I would essentially push these people away. So it's the same thing with spiritual FOMO or whatever FOMO you're dealing with. Whatever it is that you're wanting, if there's an energy of I don't have or I am lacking, then there's a neediness there. There's a need to get whatever that is outside of you so that you can be whole again, or that you can feel like it's going to fill that hole within you if there is one there. So the trick here is to, number one, become aware of it. Become aware of that anxious feeling. You'll know when it's FOMO, when it's comparison, it's not going to make you feel very good. And then to understand that underneath that is this deep-rooted belief of not being good enough. And take some time to explore where that comes from. Look, you're going to have multiple experiences from your childhood and from your life that are going to fulfill that belief. They're going to make it true for you. So you don't need to go back and write out every single one of those, but thinking of a couple that really stand out to you. Sometimes it works easy for people to close their eyes and instantly come up with where this came from. And sometimes it takes a little bit of digging and you can kind of think about, well, as a child, this and this happened to me, so I feel like that's probably where this started. It doesn't really matter how you get to it, but just to sit and kind of write down where this may have come from. And then I would say the last step is really to begin to understand that nothing outside of you is ever going to fill you, that you are the one that is going to heal yourself, that you are the one that is going to fill up your cup, that you are the one that's going to put the missing pieces together. So in my instance with the spiritual FOMO, what I started doing is saying, I'm going to sit when I have some time in meditation and think about which of these things, which of these opportunities is best for me right now. Instead of the scrambling energy of, oh, I've got to do that because then I will be behind. And there's kind of this angsty energy behind it. Instead, I'm going to sit with it and go, okay, I've got this, I've got this, I've got this. Which of those feels like something that would be best for me right now? And then I'm coming at it from a place where I've taken time to look within, to see what my inner being, my higher self is guiding me towards, and to take those steps versus the angsty, I have to do it all steps. Again, this isn't really how I planned this podcast to go. This is pretty much completely divinely channeled through, but I hope that it helps you in discovering something about yourself in this moment and being able to take those steps towards feeling more empowered through healing the feelings of lack, the feelings of not being good enough. Because again, you are so beyond what you can even imagine that you are. Your inner being, your consciousness within is so beyond, it's so magnificent, it's so freaking powerful. And the problem is that we forget that and we live out of our human minds, our human selves, our egos, and we think that's who we are. So this is the kind of stuff we talk about in The Art of Unraveling. It's unraveling anything that's not you so that who you really are, that divine, powerful, abundant being, can shine through. That's what we're here to do. So I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. My Empowered Women monthly membership program is open for a short time. And if you would like information on that, you can send me an email at erin@purelightwellness.com or go to my Instagram, Pure Light Wellness, and send me a message there. Each month you get a group coaching call with me or one of my coaches, an energy healing. So we go in and do energy healing on whatever is coming up for that month. We do a breathwork session that everybody is talking about is so powerful. That's a new thing I just added to the program in April. And then you get two yoga classes with me and a private Facebook group for those that are on Facebook to check in, support each other, share, and that sort of thing. So I would love to share more information about that with you. It's a really amazing program with a wonderful group of women. Everybody's committed to doing the work in rising, and this month is all about inner child work. So I'm really excited. You can join for a month. You can stay as long as you want, and we would love to have you. So thank you for being here today, and please share this podcast with your friends if it resonated for you today. And family, I would so appreciate it. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you liked this episode, make sure you subscribe and leave a review on iTunes. If you would like to connect with me more, you can find my website, my services, and my social media links all in the description of this episode. Remember, you are a beautiful and divine and powerful being, and it's time to own it.